Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sunup. The Daily Sunup podcast is a conversation with the Colorado Sun. See our trust indicators at coloradosun.com/ethics. It's Tuesday, May 28th. Today, we're talking with Connor Hall, head of Colorado's Outdoor Recreation Industry Office, and John Dorn, Chief Entertainment Officer at Outside, about the Outside Festival that's going to be held in Civic Center Park in Denver, June 1st and 2nd. Before we continue, the Colorado Sun is partnering with multiple news outlets across the state to understand what is driving Coloradans this election year. What issues do you care about most as we head into the 2024 election? Let us know by filling out our survey at coloradosun.com/votervoices. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day in 2008, the University of Denver named its international relations program the Joseph Korbel School of International Studies. Korbel, a Czech diplomat and refugee, established the program in 1964 and was its first dean. His legacy influenced two notable students, Madeleine Albright and Condoleezza Rice, who both became U.S. Secretaries of State. Albright, Korbel's daughter, rose to prominence under President Bill Clinton, while Rice advanced under President George W. Bush. Despite their differing political views, both were shaped by Korbel's teachings and played significant roles in shaping post-Cold War foreign policy. Before we continue, join the Colorado Sun on June 25th as equity reporter Tatiana Flowers speaks with a panel about how they see mental illness falling through the cracks, what some solutions are or ways to address the issues, and more. The event is free and virtual. RSVP today at coloradosun.com/events. Next, our feature story.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everyone, and thanks for joining us on the Sunup today. I'm Tracy Ross, the Sun's rural reporter, and I'm happy to have two Colorado outdoor recreation industry stalwarts with me, Connor Hall, head of the Colorado Outdoor Recreation Industry Office, and John Dorn, chief entertainment officer at Outside, the multimedia company focused on sports, recreation, nutrition, and fitness. Connor, John, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you this morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Tracy. That's the first time I've been called a stalwart.
I kind of like it.
Well, you guys are both here because there's this really cool festival happening this weekend that celebrates everything we love about Colorado and the outdoors. And I wanted to just have you, Connor, dive in and tell us what's the beta on the event and what can people expect?
Yeah, thank you so much, Tracy. So the idea of this event is, like you said, to celebrate, you know, everything about the outdoors. And our vision for this really is to be kind of a South by Southwest of all things outdoors. So we will have incredible music, both great local acts and nationally known acts. We've created a film festival around this. We'll have 15 or so amazing short and long films. There's a whole kind of ideas track with speakers like Sean White and Diana Nyad and Quanta Chasing Horse and just these incredible kind of luminaries in the outdoor space. And then all kinds of great fun activations. I think climbing walls and plunge tanks and all kinds of cool, interesting brands. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. And really the goal of this is to inspire people to get outside and to spend more time outside, with a real focus on more equitable access to the outdoors, sustainability, and creativity. This is the first time we're doing this festival. We're incredibly excited to partner with Outside Inc., John and his team on this. But we're, from the state perspective, we're so excited for the chance to really showcase Colorado as the mecca of all things outdoors. And I think this festival is really going to do that incredibly well.
Love it. Sounds so exciting. I can't wait. John, why don't you tell us who Outside Inc. is? I think a lot of our listeners know Outside as the magazine, and I love the magazine, as you know. I've written for it for quite a while. And but, you know, Outside has really turned into something much larger than just the magazine. And so I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that transformation and also how Outside came to be sort of the creator of the Outside Festival for the state.
Sure. I'll start by saying that Outside is a proud Colorado-based company. We are all around the world in terms of our staff, but we're headquartered here in Boulder on the Front Range, and just delighted to be partnered with Connor and the governor and the city of Denver and other sort of local stalwarts in bringing this festival to life. You're right, Tracy, that Outside is much more than a magazine. We have a network of brands, more than 25, that do everything from content on websites to GPS apps like Gaia and Trailforks, events like this and the Warren Miller Tour, TV, which is one of my other favorite activities here at the company, and services. All together, it's really a package that seeks to inspire and enable everyone to explore the outdoors, to be part of the community, to join us in building culture. And the Outside Festival, you know, is a dream of several years in the making that is really about all of those things and bringing them to life in a real way, in a physical way, an expression of all of those values of inclusivity, love for the planet, a desire to broaden outdoor culture, bring it into a new age, be inclusive. And, you know, coming out of COVID, when we've all been so lacking in human connection, this is something that feels to us like a really powerful moment to start, you know, reaffirming those bonds of community that perhaps have been stretched a bit too much over the last few years, getting people together in one place, in one time for a fabulous weekend of ideas and movies and music and events and dogs running around the park too. We've got this crazy Purina, you know, pro dog activity going on. And I'll just also say that the festival starts on Friday with an event we're calling the Summit, which Connor has been a major instigator and leader in. We will have a number of amazing speakers, including Luis Benitez, who many folks in Colorado know, as well as both of our senators and a variety of other speakers talking on inclusivity, on marketing, on environment and conservation. And then it continues with the full events on Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd, in Civic Center Park and across the street in the Denver Art Museum, where we will be having our speakers and our films.
All right. Sounds so excellent. I'm actually really, really excited about the dog thing. I looked it up this morning and, you know about these dogs, you know how incredible they are. But when you see them like in sort of now versus in like the 80s or something, which is when I remember kind of seeing them for the first time, it's like, these are some incredible dogs. One thing that I was wondering and that I wrote about or I included in my blurb that I wrote about this for the Outsider newsletter today, you know, I said in my imagination, I have this idea that you can be cold plunging while watching the dogs. Is that an accurate description or is it just that part wishful thinking on my part?
It's totally accurate. And in addition to all of the activity, all the dogs and all the other activities going across the park, we will have big screens up with constant sort of ESPN style game day reporting from the live TV desk that we'll have there. The music starts at 1 o'clock each day and goes until 10 or 10:30. And one thing I want to note is that kids under 12 are free. So there are a lot of things that are really family friendly at this festival, including the dogs, but much more than that.
And Tracy, let me jump in real quick too. One other, I think, important kind of cool piece to mention. You know, the Outside Festival is kind of this new, incredibly exciting, cool piece that we're, you know, creating together. We're also weaving in some cool existing elements. So we have the Big Year Show, which is right, you know, kind of across the street there on Veteran Memorials Park, Memorial Park. We have E-Revolution, which is the first of its kind e-bike show. And so both of those are free and open to the public. They'll be incredibly, you know, cool brands there, cool gear. You can, I think, jump on an e-bike and test that out. So we're weaving in some of those elements too, again, to kind of try to start to create that South by Southwest energy of activating more than, you know, just the outside footprint. And really excited to partner with those guys as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, there really is so much going on that it's hard to encapsulate it and hard to kind of, I think, convey it in words even or in a conversation. It sounds like something we're going to really have to go to figure out and understand. But another question that I had for you, Connor, why put an outdoor festival of this scale and magnitude in downtown Denver at Civic Center Park between the Capitol Building, City Hall, the Denver Art Museum, and the Denver Public Library? It just seems pretty incredible and unusual.
Definitely, you know, maybe a little unusual, and we like that. It's a little different, maybe. And there's a couple of reasons, really, Tracy. From the very first time we sat down around this idea, you know, 2 years ago now, probably close to it, we knew that if we were going to create something like this, and we felt there was a real need in the industry, it had to be outside. You know, we've all done too many of these types of gatherings of the outdoor industry in windowless convention centers. And we knew that we had to anchor this thing in the outdoors, especially if we were bringing the public into this. And so Civic Center Park was kind of our first pick from the very beginning. It is a beautiful, beautiful space. And it's situated right between, you know, the state capital of Colorado and the City Hall of Denver. And I think that to us signified something important too, that this is a real collaboration of, you know, kind of founding partner like outside, but also of this whole state and of this city. And, you know, it's rare often that you get that type of early involvement and engagement from a state and from a city, but it's fully in. The governor and the mayor are hugely supportive, as well as, you know, our senators and, you know, so many other great political leaders. And I think they recognize that what this could be for the city and for the state and for the outdoor industry that's so vastly important to Colorado. Final thing I'll say on that is that we wanted to place it in the heart of Denver as well, because part of this is, again, about just getting people outside and inspiring people, but especially kids, to love the outdoors, to be comfortable in the outdoors, to see themselves in the outdoors. And we know that so many people and kids, again, in Denver don't have always easy, safe, fair access to the outdoors, especially in the inverted L neighborhoods in Denver. It's some of the lowest access to nature in this state. And so we have gone and done a ton of work to bring those communities into this festival. And I'm happy to talk a little bit more about that if we've got time here.
Yeah, I just think that's such an important point, and a big part of what, you know, has inspired us to think about this is, you know, realizing that for so long, the image and perception of the outdoors and of outdoor adventure that was portrayed in popular media, including by our own brands, was that nature was something that was far away, and it often was remote mountains, snow-capped peaks, challenging physically and mentally. And what we know, you know, intuitively, is that nature is as close as your backyard. And the benefits of nature, which range so widely from physical health benefits to mental health benefits to, you know, impact on society and so much more, they don't have to be, you know, 100 miles away. And so this is also very much about bringing, you know, nature to the doorstep of many people to Connor's point, don't typically have that kind of access, but also perhaps don't have the image or the impression or the perception that it is accessible, that it is something that you can enjoy sitting under the beautiful trees in Civic Center Park that are really peaceful on a sunny afternoon, like we often have here in Colorado. And so that's a big part of it too, is sort of recentering this image of what it means to be outdoors in nature to make it more accessible to the next generation.
Yes. I love that so much. And you know, coming, you know, being someone who grew up in the world that you're talking about, John, of, you know, the outdoors, meaning skiing and climbing and kayaking and mountain biking, and now raising kids to be in the outdoors too, it really is, it's like an awakening we're all having in this moment, realizing exactly what you were just saying, that it's not about the gear. It's not about, you know, climbing a 14er, as great as that is. It truly is about being out just in the woods or being out in a park, like you say. And I love the fact that Florence Williams is going to be there. I think she's on a panel and she's going to be talking about that very thing. So Connor, yeah, you said you know, you would speak a little more to how you're making the event equitable and attainable for everyone. And I'd love it if you could do that.
Yeah, of course. Happy. One of my favorite topics to speak on. And this is a fun one because the reality is from the very beginning, you know, the state and outside and all the other partners we've brought in have been so aligned on this piece. And, you know, on this piece of equity and how do we make this as accessible as possible? So, you know, John mentioned that kids under 12 are free. You know, that's a big one right there. We also are working with nonprofit organizations all around the state to give tickets to those groups and those communities that they serve that, you know, maybe otherwise could not afford to come to Denver and do this. And so, you know, there's a long, long list, but environmental learning for kids, you know, no barriers, no boundaries, adaptive adventures, Next 100, Green Latinos. There's a long, long list. And, you know, that is exciting. That enriches the entire experience. We're also working with, you know, GOCO and, you know, the VF Foundation has been involved in this, but to, you know, so that when kids and their families come down, there's kind of a curated experience or different ideas for them to really engage and get inspired. And maybe it's going to the Denver Art Museum, that's a close partner, and seeing their new incredible nature-based exhibit, which I was just hearing about yesterday. Maybe it's going to the film festival, which John has really done an amazing job leading and putting together and getting inspired by some of those incredible films that talk about that idea of more equitable access to the outdoors and tell stories of people who have overcome barriers to get into the outdoors. And just, we both know it's film, music, those are things that inspire people so effectively. And that's one reason that we've brought those important mediums into the space. And so that is a huge focus. We've also formed a community engagement council. So this is, you know, I think it's 12 or 13 major leaders across the state of Colorado who lead organizations like GOCO or ELK or the VF Foundation or Next 100. And they are really helping advise us on what does that genuine community engagement look like? How should we be showing up? And we're really listening and you know, helping support them in many of the initiatives around this. So, you know, another example would be, you know, working with Ernest House, who's an incredibly well-respected tribal leader in the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. We're working with Native artists to do a beautiful art piece at the center of the Outside Festival that is an artistic a land acknowledgement. Ernest and, you know, other leaders felt that that would be, you know, maybe more powerful than a verbal representation. And so, you know, just again, really following the lead of these community leaders on what genuine community engagement looks like. And all of those groups have such, they've been doing this work for, you know, in many cases, decades, and they have the trust of the community. They know what the community needs are. They're informed by the community. And so that's who, you know, we wanted to partner with to do this in the right way.
Well, I want to say that I love what you said so much, Connor, because I feel like Colorado has led the way for so many decades, kind of in the outdoor industry paradigm that we were talking about a couple of minutes ago. And now it's just so evident the work that's going into addressing these other issues. And, you know, addressing legacies that we need to change. And I just think it's really heartening for me personally to watch all this happen. I think we have time for one more question, and that is, John, why don't you tell us what is, I mean, I know this is hard because there's so much going on, but if you could do kind of one piece of this weekend, what would it be? That sounds kind of like a crazy question because you can do a lot of things at one time, but you know, what are the absolute highlights?
Wow, Tracy, that's a tough question. That's like asking me who my favorite outdoor writer of all time is, which of course is you, Tracy, having had a chance to work with you. Boy, I can't give you a single answer. I'll give you a couple. You know, we are so psyched to have Diana Nyad here on the heels of her wonderful film. And, you know, what Connor was talking about earlier about, you know, really sort of laying out the carpet for people to experience nature and interact with some of these wonderful speakers. She's going to be leading a walk on Sunday morning, just a simple little urban walk, but it's a great way to get the blood flowing, see the skyline, experience the city in a different way. So I'm thrilled with that. I think Sean White's talk is going to be amazing. You know, he is just retired and he's entering a new phase of his career. And having done a lot of research for that talk, I just think it's going to be a really interesting moment to hear him talk about in a very human way what comes next for him. I could happily also sit in the theater at Denver Art Museum from 1 to 7 every day watching the films that Connor mentioned. So many amazing stories of adaptive athletes, trans cyclists, BIPOC creators. We've got a film about the history of black surfing, which I think is going to blow people away. It's just such a powerful film and a little known history. And so let me stop there because I could go on for another 15 minutes. Tracy, just to throw in a PSA, the full schedule, the lineup, and all the ticket information is available at theoutsidefestival.com. And you can, once you buy your tickets, you can reserve a seat for any of the talks. Oh, we also have Jimmy Chin coming to talk, which is just incredible too. Somebody who's well known to Coloradans who love the outdoors. So once you buy your ticket, we've got the Outside Festival app where you can reserve a seat for the film and speaker events, which I encourage everybody to do because those seats will go fast.
And, you know, I'd just add in, if you are in the outdoor industry, which over 500,000 Coloradans are, and 5 million Americans, join us at the summit on Friday. We're going to have, again, some incredible speakers. We already have, you know, about 400 industry leaders signed up. So we've got, you know, limited space at about 500, but please join us, sign up. I think that's going to be also a really incredible and rich day.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for coming on and talking about this incredibly inspiring event. And yeah, so listeners, you have your marching orders for how to get tickets. And Connor and John, I look forward to seeing you both there. And again, thank you so, so much for bringing all of these things together.
Thanks so much, Tracy. Thank you for having us. Thanks to all the listeners. We love the Colorado Sun.
You can read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. A Durango-based company is testing a new tool that would allow search and rescue helicopters to rapidly detect cell phones of people lost in the Colorado backcountry, even if there is no cell phone service. Search and rescue specialists did a test mission in a canyon near Durango, and the technology found the subjects in 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Akin to a miniature cell phone tower, the device attaches to the outside of a helicopter and allows searchers to pinpoint the locations of any cell phone within a 3-mile radius using a map on a tablet. Colorado is paying to house 100 former foster kids who left the system without a family. A new $1 million housing voucher program is expected to pay at least 70% of rent for young people who are in foster care at age 14 or older. The money coming from the state general fund is expected to subsidize rent for those young adults at $10,000 each per year. People who receive a voucher will also have a case manager to help them handle paperwork, job hunting, and other life skills they might not have learned in foster care. Colorado air regulators will patrol the state's oil fields and the skies over them to tally how much methane wells, tanks, and pipelines are releasing into the air. The measurements are part of the first-in-the-nation methane intensity rule. It is aimed at helping meet the state's statutory requirement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from 2005 levels by 26% next year, 50% by 2030, and 90% by 2050. State regulators have been focused on looking for leaks and fugitive emissions. This will be the first time they try to add up all the methane emissions the industry is generating. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Now, a quick message from our team.
This is Christina Pritchett, Marketing and Events Specialist at the Colorado Sun. In my role, I get to witness the Sun's impact on our state firsthand. I always leave our events feeling inspired by those who attend and share the impact that the Sun has in their daily lives. If you're a follower of the Sun, please reach out and tell us what you think of our reporting and let us know how it makes a difference in your life. The Sun is member supported, so if you're not yet a member, please consider joining us today at coloradosun.com/join.